1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. 82 days to the election, former President Trump in battleground state, North Carolina.
We're way up here. We got to make sure everyone gets out and votes, but we're way up.
Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz at fundraisers in Colorado took Mr. Trump to task over claims that the photos of crowds at Harris-Walz rallies were AI-generated. Consumer prices rose 2.9% in July compared to a year before. It was the smallest increase in 3 years and likely paves the way for the Fed to lower interest rates next month.
Yes, yes, yes. I told you we're going to have a soft landing. We're going to have a soft landing. My policies are working. Start right in that way, okay?
President Biden, when asked if the U.S. had beaten inflation. Hurricane Ernesto is a Category 1 storm with 75-mile-per-hour winds, but it could grow to Cat 2 by the time it reaches Bermuda. Cisco Systems announcing a second round of job cuts, about 5,900 employees. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Five incumbents in the Wisconsin legislature are going home after Tuesday's primaries. That's how many incumbents ran against each other under new maps. The winners are Republicans Elijah Behnke, Dan Knodel, Nate Gustafson, and John Spiros, and Democrat Dora Drake. Rebecca Cook is the winner in the 3rd Congressional District Democratic primary in western Wisconsin. James Kelly reports.
Cook faced off against Katrina Shankland and Eric Wilson on Tuesday for the right to take on Congressman Derek Van Orden in the general election this November. Her campaign focused on her lived experience as a former small business owner and growing up on a dairy farm to relate to voters.
Civic Media's James Kelly reporting. Meanwhile, Republican Tony Weed won his primary in Northeast Wisconsin's 8th District.